koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila, the Labour List Member of Parliament based in Papakura and Tāmaki. This afternoon, well, it's my privilege to bring Asuka Birch. She's the National Manager of Marketing and Communications with the New Zealand Blood Service. Welcome to Well with Anahila, Asuka.
Thanks for having me.
Right. I don't know much about the New Zealand Blood Service other than when I give blood. So welcome to Well with Anahila, and it would be great to hear about what the New Zealand Blood Service is working in partnership with IC Sir Graham Henry to build the world's biggest reserve bank here in New Zealand.
Yep.
Is it here in New Zealand? So, yeah. Welcome to Well with Anahila.
Thank you so much for having me. Mm. Yeah, so we're really excited to be working with Sir Graham Henry. Mm. New Zealand Blood Service is the only blood service in the country. So we service all the hospitals, and the blood that is donated from Kiwis goes to everyone who is, you know, patients in hospitals around the country. And so what we're trying to do with this reserve bench is to encourage people to join the bench, much like you would, you know, in like a sports club situation, where if you're on the reserve bench, you're there waiting and ready.
So if they need you,
you're ready to go. Correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
So what we're wanting is people to join this bench. Go, look, you don't have to donate straight away or now, but we do know that there's an ongoing need for blood. Mm-hmm. We've got increasing demand for things like plasma. So if we can get a lot of people to join the bench, and the website is jointhebench.co.nz, then we'd have a pool of people who have gone, you know what? Yeah, if you need me, I'm here. And you can call me up and I'll come and give blood, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a really good idea, because the last time, I can't really remember the last time I gave blood, but it was because somebody at my work had organised for the truck to come.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had gone and give blood, and that just happened because I knew the truck was coming.
Nice.
Other than that, I wouldn't actually go out of my way to look where I can donate blood. So that's
Yeah. And I guess a lot of times, you know, people don't know where to go to donate.
Yes.
So we do have a mobile phone app now that people can download, and it literally has a map of New Zealand and all the little pinpoints for where our mobile blood drives are. But then by joining the bench, it means that, you know, when we are in need for donors, we can actually start calling people going, right, so where are you based? Okay, we've got a blood drive that's going to be in your area on this day. Can we book you in? Mm. And obviously we'll check eligibility and everything at that point. But at this stage, we're just asking as many people as we can to join the bench. So at least we've got a database of people that we can contact.
All right, so Asuka, I join the bench, and then what happens after that? So
yeah.
I go online, I join up.
Yeah.
What happens next?
Yeah, next day you'll get an email from us just to confirm, yeah, great, we've got your details, you're on the bench. Here's a link to our eligibility criteria in case you want to find out. And other than that, after that, we'll put you onto our, what we call, you know, our campaigns, and then basically when we're in that position to need blood, we will be to contact people through that. As part of the sign up, we do ask in a second part of the form, region and phone number. So some people might not have given us those details, and that's fine. But for those people, we'll be contacting them solely through email. And then the people that have given us region and phone, obviously that makes it a lot easier for us to then pinpoint, okay, great, they're based in Wellington. We need donors in Wellington right now. We can call them up.
So do you ask for people's blood information at the first go, or is it
no okay. so you don't need to know what blood type you are to join or to give blood. We will actually tell you that after you've given blood, that's kind of a bonus of becoming a donor, is that
if you don't know, you will know it then.
exactly And you know, a lot of people say, oh well, what kind of blood are you after? We're actually looking for people with common blood types, and that's because the more common your blood type, that's likely to match the patients who need blood in the hospitals, because obviously the it's all common. And 80% of people will have a common blood type. So
what's a common blood type?
So O positive, A positive, and then the other one that we do usually need is O negative. So that's the universal blood type that can be given to anyone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But then right now we also have a huge need for people who can give plasma donations, which is a different
kind. What's a plasma donation?
So plasma is the liquid part of your blood. Mm-hmm. And at our donor centres, what we can do is if you meet the criteria to become a plasma donor, it's basically the same as giving a regular donation. It's just that you're on the bed for longer donating and okay. your needle is hooked up to a special machine that then takes out your blood. Then it spins it. It separates it right next to you.
Right in front of you.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, it's more of like an adventure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite like, you know, really yeah. interesting because you, then you see the gold stuff, which is your plasma, go into one bag and then your red cells, your red stuff get returned to your body.
Oh, all right.
And then we, you know, that cycles through a couple of times till we get the right amount of plasma and then you're away for the rest of your day.
So one sitting,
yeah.
how much would plasma would that be?
Yeah, so one plasma donation is probably equivalent to about two or three regular donations combined.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so that's why we are wanting more people who can give at our donor centres to ask about becoming plasma donor. Mm. And it probably takes about an hour and a half of your time versus an hour for a regular donation. Mm. So it is slightly longer, but you can donate so much more plasma and that can go on to help lots and lots of people.
Yeah, so how is it, where are we at in terms of the bench? We've got a lot of people on the bench.
Yeah, so right now we're tracking at about just over 6,000 people. Mm-hmm. Our very big goal is to get 100,000 people.
100,000,
yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah, so, yep. you know, we're encouraging, you know, friends, family, get out to your, you know, sports clubs, teams, you know, anyone that has ever thought, yeah, I really should give, but I just don't have time, I don't know where to go,
yeah.
just join the bench and then we'll be able to, you know, get in touch with you at a later date when we need donors.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Yeah. So how in terms of, so that's a good idea in terms of the bench, but right now, in terms of our blood bank, how healthy is it? Is it a good number? Is it?
Yeah, so blood only lasts, so the red stuff only lasts 35 days.
Oh, okay.
So that means that we constantly need
people to take.
Correct.
Right, so if I've forgotten when the last time I gave blood, that means I need to go and give blood.
Yes, please. yes, please. Okay. I mean, right now, A positive in the blood banks is looking low. Mm. So we have today, you know, sent out a text message to some of our A positive donors saying, hey, we can see that you're eligible. Can you donate? Would love to see this week or next week. So we do monitor the demand of blood on a daily basis and then obviously look at who's booked in to donate and then from that we'll contact people. So that's why we want people on the bench, obviously. So when we, you know, either can't fill the spaces with our current donors, we can get people from the bench to fill their spots.
So I think it's a reasonable target because there's just over 4 million New Zealanders and one-third are children under the age of 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that means all the adults, there's just about 3 million New Zealanders out there that can actually be on the bench.
Potentially, yeah.
Potentially, yeah. So to have a goal of 100,000 people, that's actually, in comparison to our population, that's a good number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we do know that, you know, there'll be some people who can't donate. For example, we do have a criteria that if you've been in the UK between 1980 and 1996 for more than 6 months, you actually can't donate blood in New Zealand.
Why is it?
That's because of the what's termed as commonly known as the mad cow disease outbreak that happened.
Yeah.
And because there is no test for it, we know it can be transfused through a blood transfusion. And if it is, then it is a fatal disease. Yes. We want to prevent, you know, any risk of a patient having that.
Just so, the UK?
It's UK, Ireland and France, actually, during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So those people obviously can't donate and we totally understand their frustration.
Mm.
In the UK, they do take blood donations, but they actually have to destroy the plasma component on every donation and they import it from overseas.
Okay.
Because that's an element that they can actually protect patients from.
Mm.
But the red cells and platelets don't last very long, so they actually do have to utilise those.
Mm.
But we're in a position where we potentially, you know, we can reduce that risk.
Mm.
So, yeah, if people are in that boat, we just encourage you, can you ask your friends and family that haven't been to the UK during that time to give in your place? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's interesting to know, 1980 to 1996. If you were in the UK, Ireland and France for 6 months, then you're not eligible. But you have family and friends who can, so yeah, how about tapping on their shoulders? So, yeah, the last time I got a blood, I gave blood was when a truck came to my work and I went and get somebody was really energetic at work and they did that for us. So is that something that can still be done now?
Yeah. So we do have our mobile blood drives that go around the country. So you can find out where they are by downloading our mobile phone app or looking on our website. We also have a Team Red, which is our group donation program. So that's to, I guess, encourage and get companies and organisations to support donating blood in the workplace. So either people can take some time off work to give blood during the day, or if your workplace has got, you know, significant numbers of people who are willing to donate, we may be able to then come to your workplace to do a blood drive on site.
What's a significant number?
So we usually ask for at least 80 donors on the day, which when you count for people that might have a cold or what have you that won't be able to donate on the day, we're probably looking at about 100 people or so that can actually donate.
So 120 may not turn up. Okay. So there you go, everybody. If you've got, if you have a workplace of over 100 people at work, maybe you could give it a go with Team Red. Yeah, it could be one of the good things that you do for that week. Yeah. Anything else about what New Zealand Blood Service does?
I mean, the other area that we are looking to get more donors in is, I guess, in the areas of Māori and Pacific Islanders as well. And that's because we have a really close relationship with the Bone Marrow Donor Registry. And the significance of that is that the New Zealand Bone Marrow Donor Registry was set up primarily to try and get Māori, Pacific Islanders or minority ethnicity donors on the panel aged between 18 and 40, ideally male. Very narrow criteria.
So 18 and 40 male.
Yep.
That's for Māori and Pacific.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to join the Bone Marrow Registry, you have to be a blood donor first. And at your first donation, you can let them know that you want to join the Bone Marrow Registry. And what we'll do is take an extra tube of blood at the very beginning, which can then get tissue typed. The significance of that is that if, for example, somebody is in hospital who has leukemia and they need a bone marrow transplant and you are part Māori, part French, for example, they need to find someone who's part Māori, part French be their bone marrow. Yes. So typically they'll test the family first to see if there's a match. But if there isn't a match there, then they look at all the registries around the world. But obviously, because we have the highest concentration of Māori Pacific Islanders, that's why we're trying to get more Māori Pacific Islanders be donors as well.
And it's a very narrow age, 18 to 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are you reaching the that population?
Yeah, so we're working with a number of groups and, you know, trying to spread the word through, you know, even through, you know, likes of Māori TV and things like that. And we've got a few plans in place, but the more, I guess, we can spread the word around it and get people interested in finding out more.
So listen out, you guys, Māori or Pacific male, age 18 to 40, you actually are walking around with gold in your blood that could be useful to someone who need it to live. So if you know anybody between 18 and 40 who's Māori and Pacific, contact the New Zealand Blood Service, and that number is?
So 0800-GIVE-BLOOD or 0800-448-325.
0800-448-325. That's Give Blood. 0800-GIVE-BLOOD. Give them a call and just go ahead. Even if you just have a question to ask, then, yeah, do so. Yeah, because we, I know that when we have family members who are sick, we go to hospital and we want them to be well, but they're waiting on something from a donor somewhere, and it would, it's always our hope that that donor is there, Yeah, so just encouraging everyone out there, if you know anyone who's male, Māori and Pacific, 18 to 40, and if they could give blood and then put their name down on the bone marrow registry, they could be really helpful. Yeah, what else is out there in the New Zealand Blood Service?
Oh, golly. Yeah, I mean, obviously the reserve bench is our major focus right now, and with plasma growing. So, you know, we do also know that at times it can be challenging for people to get to places to give blood. So what we are also encouraging is for people to join the bench, because that also gives us some information to say, actually, there's a whole bunch of people that are in, you know, Whakatane or wherever it is that we don't currently, we may not currently go, and go, actually, there's a whole bunch of people that really want to donate there.
Yeah.
We should look at going there. Or in future, we may find that we have such a demand for placement, we actually need to start going to more places. So, so this is also a way for us to go, okay, where are the people that are willing to give blood? So we can go and find them. And in future, maybe make plans to be able to go out to those communities.
I really like the reserve bench idea. That's something that we could promote everywhere and everyone's social media apps. Okay, so when do we celebrate New Zealand Give Blood Month or day or week?
Yes.
Is that something that happens here in New Zealand?
Yeah. So there is a World Blood Donor Day.
World Blood Donor Day.
Yeah. We celebrate that on the 14th of June every year around the world as well. And that really gives us the opportunity to say thank you to our amazing donors. Currently we've got 110,000 blood donors around the country. And with our, you know, regular whole blood donors, that's the regular donation type, you know, they're giving once to four times a year. Our plasma donors, you can actually donate that more frequently because we return your red cells to you. So some of them are giving every fortnight, which is amazing. Yeah, so really want to say thank you to everyone who is a blood donor now. And if you haven't given blood in, you know, a couple of years, we'd really love to see you back.
Yeah, that's me.
Because that may be the reason why you haven't heard from us. If it's been more than 2 years, you know, we kind of contact the current donors first before we contact the people who have been not donated in a while. So,
So 25 days, is it 25 or 45, a blood?
35 days 35 is how days long it lasts.
How long it lasts.
Yeah.
So 35 days, that's how long it lasts. You've got 110,000 people that give blood, donate blood regularly. So actually we need a lot more people to come and be part of the of giving blood, or just get on the reserve bench. So that's what I see here. There's like three good things that would come out of this. One, 18 to 40-year-old Māori Pacific male. They're really useful if you're out there. You could do really something really exciting by getting on the register. Two, there's the reserve bench for the rest of us New Zealanders, just almost 3 million adults in this country that we could actually be sitting on the bench when we're needed. And on the 14th of June, we could make it the day you give blood if you want to do something annually. So maybe next year we'll remind people about the 14th of June. I just read in the information you gave us, Asuka. That's a really interesting name, Asuka Birch. Is that how you say your name?
Yes.
Yeah. Where did you get Asuka from?
So Asuka is actually Japanese.
Japanese?
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you?
And I'm married to a Kiwi.
Oh, okay. Yep. So you're Japanese and you're married to a Kiwi.
Yeah.
And were you born here, or you were born here? How did your ancestor travel here?
Yeah. So it's interesting. So my parents both come from Japan, and Dad had, when he was in primary school, seen a program about New Zealand, and he saw how beautiful it was, and he thought, I'm going to retire there. Met Mum at university and said, actually, this is country that I want to go check out.
Yeah.
They saved up money and they came over here in their early 20s, and sort of, you know, on a working visa initially, and then loved it so much they went, right, we're going to come back here and live here and have kids here, and it's been here ever since.
Yeah, because I don't meet a lot of Japanese New Zealanders. So, you know, you're a homegrown Japanese New Zealander.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, right. Yeah, and I'm a bit scared looking at your information is that you have a passion for fitness and health.
Yeah.
So, what, is it 5 days a week, 5 to 6 days a week? You, yeah, so tell us about your health and well-being routine.
Yeah, well, I guess for me, definitely staying healthy is really important. You know, just keeping your energy levels up, just feeling really, you know, good at the end of the day, blowing out all those cobwebs. Yeah, so I make sure I get to the gym every day after work, good chance to catch up with mates and have a laugh and, yeah.
So when you see, because, you know, I'm a politician and you're a person that, national manager, marketing and communications for the New Zealand Blood Service, when you see people walking around, do you see possible donors?
It's a great question.
Do you see them? Oh, look, a donor. Oh, 18 to 40 could be Māori.
Absolutely.
Do you see that? Do you approach people and say,
if I'm in an Uber or, you know, like, oh, sorry, do you get flush?
And your whole family and friends obviously all give blood.
My husband's a donor. He gives plasma. And, you know, try and encourage it where you can. And, you know, there are a lot of reasons why people can't give. You know, there's eligibility criteria there. So, you know, tattoos, it's 4 months. You've got to wait between having a tattoo and giving blood. You know, so a lot of people, you know, we actually do know there are some people that go, right, I'm going to give blood and then I'll get my next tattoo.
Oh, right. So that, yeah, maybe it's good to share some of those criteria.
Yeah, so you need to be over 16 years of age and for your first donation, you need to be under 66 years of age to donate. You need to be in good health, so free from any cough, cold or flu. You know, want to be, you know, a good 1 to 2 weeks in a well state before you give. So, like I mentioned, the UK, there is a criteria around that. Tattoos, it's a 4 month stand down, as is for body piercings as well. And when you come and donate, we really want you to bring, you need to bring ID, have eaten and had plenty of fluids as well, because that also helps the blood to flow a lot easier as well. And if people do have more, I guess, questions, like if you're on any medication or antibiotics or anything like that, give our 0800 number a call or go on our website, and we've got a lot of information there to help people determine whether they are eligible, or we have nurses that, if you call the 800, to talk you through your specific situation to let you know. You know, you may not be able to donate now, but you may be able to donate in 3 months' time.
So if I'm listening and I really want to give blood, but I'm a bit afraid that I might catch something might go wrong, what would you say to those of us who have fears about that?
Well, I guess the fear of needles is a very common one.
Yeah.
And, you know, any blood donor will tell you actually it's not bad at all. You know, it's probably the thought of it is the worst than what the actual reality is. Our nurses are amazing. Our team of nurses that look after our donors, you know, they really care for them. They'll look after you while you're there. You know, there are various... we make sure we look after the health of our donors first and foremost. And at the end of the once you've donated, you get a cup of tea, some biscuits, you know, relax in one of our lounges. But I think also think about why you're doing it, because at the end of the day, it's about helping that person who's in hospital, someone's child, mother, grandfather, you know, it could be someone you know. So it's really for them that you know, we exist to make sure that those people get the treatment they need and that they can recover and have a life.
Yeah, no, that's really great, because I do know people who are scared to go to the dentist, and when they're done, they're all good. So it's really about the thought that goes into there. So if you're scared of needles, I can vouch. I had 6 immunisation injection last week, and I'm fine. Didn't even hurt, not that much anyway. It's just a small prick. Yeah. So, okay, is there, we're almost running. We've got about 4 minutes left. Is there anything else you think our listeners would like to know about the New Zealand Blood Service?
Oh, gosh. I guess just that, you know, we really are here to help those patients in hospital. And a lot of people think that blood goes to people who have maybe been in an accident. And yes, of course, we do provide, the blood is provided for that. But a lot of the time, you know, cancer patients receive blood. And also the increase in plasma is actually for a lot of people who have immune deficiency disorders. And that means that they need it for life in some cases, but it's a regular transfusion they're getting. So that's why, you know, it's really important for us to find donors who are able to give up their time, donate, and know that they are literally helping to save
a life.
Because, when they do.
Yeah, it's a really good point when you said about not just for people who are in accidents, because others might think, oh, I don't really want to, give blood just for that reason. But there's various opportunities to help patients. Like you've just said. Okay, so remind us of a phone number again, Asuka.
Yep, so you can contact the New Zealand Blood Service through 0800-GIVE-BLOOD, 0800-448-325, or you can download our mobile phone app. You can join the bench at jointhebench.co.nz or our regular website nzblood.co.nz to find out more information. And we really, you know, are looking for more people to become blood donors. And we've got a Facebook page too, so if they, you know, you prefer to contact us through that way, we're happy to, you know, we reply to messages and things there too.
Oh, that's great. And last but not least, do you have volunteers?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
So if you want to volunteer, you can
absolutely
join the volunteer group in the New Zealand Blood Service.
Yep. So sign up through our website. There's a special tab for volunteers. And that'll be great as well.
Oh, that's great. Well, everybody, that is the New Zealand Blood Service, something that it's life-saving if we all do that. I am guilty of not giving blood. I can't remember the last time, so I'm going to do that. And next time we have a conversation about New Zealand Blood Service, I'll be able to tell you what I've and my experiences. And, go out there and give blood, especially if you're a Māori and Pacific male, 18 to 40, you'll really need it in terms of bone marrow registry. Well, Asuka, thank you. It's great for me to meet my first Japanese New Zealander. and that really good story about your parents. He saw it in primary.
Yeah.
Your dad saw it in primary, and then he said this was the country for him.
Yeah, and now he's retired here and loving it.
Yeah, and you're married to the Birch?
Yes.
Yeah, is that person Māori or Pacific? Because you said that he's a donor. Plasma donor.
Oh, no, he's a Kiwi.
He's a Kiwi.
Yeah.
So we could actually still have our first Japanese halfback or fullback or all black in the making.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. And that was Asuka Birch with Anahila, Well with Anahila today. Thank you for listening. If you're needing information about the program, you've got questions, you can ask those questions at 0800 Anahila, 0800 Anahila, or anahila@parliament.gov.nz. And that was Well with Anahila, the Labourist MP based in Papakura and Tāmaki. Ka kite anō.